y'all have tuned in with We Are Jersey Magazine. I'm Melissa. I have here the one, the only Taz the Creator.
Taking one thing and turning it to another thing. It's just the freestyle of nothing.
Yeah.
Like I can create it out of nothing, yeah. Bringing it to life. Like, I love just bringing stuff to life. I love helping people bring their stuff to life. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do.
You made a career out of it. Yeah. Passion. How did that become a passion for you? When did you realize you wanted to translate it into something you can make a living off of?
So, I believe, like, I got it from my mother. It's been passed on to me.
Mm-hmm.
And like she helps people come up with creative ideas, and that's one of the people that just helped me build my brand and just me overall as a creator.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got the sewing from her, I got the visual creative aspect from her. I don't know, I just wouldn't, without my mother, I wouldn't be here right now. So
your mom was a very big influence. Mm-hmm. So you know you have to do something like really big for her, right?
Yeah. And like she does her own thing. We actually have a brand called Fashion Against Bullying.
Okay.
And that's something that we do. We go to like different schools. Actually right now she's in the Jersey City schools.
Okay.
And we help young kids express their creativity through fashion, art, and entertainment. So
what activities have you guys offered for you?
So we started out in Linden High School, actually. Okay. And that's where I'm from, Linden. So my mom was working in the school system, so we put on fashion shows. We did a couple of vending events there too as well, and then we just do after school program. That's basically what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got, like, in Linden we had over 30 students.
Wow.
Just, you know, staying back after school to just give them a place where they could just freely be themselves.
Because
some kids couldn't even come home, like, you know, and be themselves. Like, one boy we had, he wanted to wear a dress, but he couldn't do that at home.
Right.
So he came, and the fashion show that we put on after the after school program, he walked. And
wow.
That was just a big thing for him because he walked in heels and everything. He really expressed himself. And to see that happen with these kids, that's just breathtaking to me.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Seeing kids embrace themselves and live their, like, you know, so early on too. That's beautiful.
And so I also do, like, design and printing, t-shirt design and embroidery. That's one of my biggest passions right now. And I love embroidery.
Yeah.
Like, I came up with this design, and you'll be seeing a lot of it in 2022. These years are going by.
Right. So, we have to start for 2022.
Yeah, so, embroidery is something that I picked up when I started, like, working at this print company.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually manage it now, so I love doing embroidery from there. And ever since then, I've been creating my own designs as well as other people's.
Mm-hmm.
Just grew and loved it. So.
Yeah. So what is it that you do to balance yourself? Because you run and manage a print design, you also have your own business, and you also have a business with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance it? How do you keep yourself sane?
It's a lot. I ain't gonna hold it. It's a lot. But I don't know, just a balance is planning too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to strategically plan for what you're doing with one remembering, say mm-hmm. like, oh, I'll take some time out that day to do that brand, but I can't forget to focus on my brand,
right.
or go take some time out to do this branding with my mother, you know, and also just building up as the creator itself. And I've had a lot of help with my business partner, her name is Tamoy White, and she helps me a lot with branding, marketing, and all of that. And
shout out to
Tamoy. Yeah, shout out to Tamoy. And yeah, she helped me a lot. So that kind of helps me keep everything balanced, because she keep me on point. Like, she keep everything on track. So.
Right, of course. As she should too, right? Because mm-hmm. we got too much going on.
And sometimes I don't sleep, so.
Mm-hmm. The sacrifice.
Yeah, I got to sacrifice now so I could have that future.
Yeah. And speaking of future, what can we expect in the future?
So, it's a lot for Taz the Creator. Taz the Creator, you're going to hear a lot about that. I'm actually, you know, coming out with Taz the Creator Presents the Creator's World. And that's basically what I have on my hat right now. It's a new design. And just basically going to be, you know, building outlets for different creators to come and express themselves. I don't want to put too much out there right now, because, you know, it's just going to be a lot of fashion, art, and entertainment involved in everything that I'm doing, and it's going to involve more people, and, you know, I'm putting together a whole team, so.
Okay, it's going to be solid.
Excited to create a team, so yeah, just be on the lookout for that.
Of course, of course. And where can people follow the progress, the process?
So you can follow me on Instagram at TazTheCreator22. My personal page, Humble BT, Facebook, Taz the Creator. Everything is Taz the Creator. So, you know, if you just want to find me, just remember that name.
Okay, perfect. So make sure y'all check her out. Mm-hmm. And what y'all do, I want to ask, right? How'd you get the name Taz?
It's funny because growing up, but after high school, I started growing my dreads. Mm-hmm. So one of my people was asking me, like, yo, you remind me of Tasmanian Devil, like, and I'm like, oh, all right. So I kind of got that name from it, but then I also got from the character Tasmanian Devil, like, this is my alter ego. When I get into my creative mode, and when I get into embroidery printing, I'm a beast. So that's how I consider myself. I come in beast mode.
Yeah.
So Tas the Creator beast mode.
Okay, and
yeah.
Let's drop another little something for everybody. Let's say, what is one thing nobody would know about Tas?
I'm a family person, definitely a family person. I just recently got engaged.
Congratulations.
So thank you. I have a big family, like my mom, my dad, we're very close. I have three sisters. My sister, my other sister, just she's about to get married. Actually, next week.
Wow.
Gonna be in that wedding. So
there's a lot of love in here. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and then like the friends that I have, I don't really call them friends. Like people that I have in my circle, they more like a family to me. And like, family just means everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do it for. My family, my future. That's it.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Well, I heard it here first with We Are Jersey Magazine. Mm-hmm. Taz the Creator. Don't forget to check up on her 2022, because there's a lot in store.
A lot of magic happening.
You know, you guys have it. I'm Melissa Taz the Creator. Check it out.
Yep.
We are Jersey. 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 We are Jersey.